It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
You've heard people say, as happy as a kid in a toy store. That's not a good description. What kids in a toy store are is frustrated. Many, many years ago, I took Jake to a toy store. He had been pointing out to me that all my games were old. He'd ask, "What shall we do next, Meemaw?" And I'd reel off the possibilities. Tiddlywinks? Nah, too easy. Chess? Too hard. Dominoes? Too boring. Poker? I don't want to lose all my pennies. Sorry, Stay Alive, Hi-Ho, Cheerio, Batman, Mickey Mouse. We always play those. We could do the 100-piece Iron Man jigsaw puzzle. Not again. What about the 15 classic board games? Okay, he reluctantly conceded, but you need some new games. I didn't want to buy anything new so close to his 7th birthday. But one day I picked him up at school to take him to his music lesson, and when he complained about being too tired, I impulsively told him we'd stop by a store and get a new game. Can I get a new toy too? No, it's almost your birthday, so we'll just get a game today. He homed into the toys like he had a built-in toy detector. You can look, I told him, but we're just getting a game. Even as we watched, the shelves were being stocked to the ceiling with dazzling, mind-boggling choices for Christmas, even though it was just September. Jake hardly picked up one before he was tempted to another and another. "Can I have this one, please, please?" he'd plead. We finally agreed to check out the games, but there were dozens, most of which would fall apart or bore him in 30 minutes. He hauled one down. "That's for children under 5, I told him. He chose another. "That's for 12 and older, I say. It dawns on me. I'm looking for something educational. He's mesmerized by the exciting boxes. He turns down all my suggestions. I veto his choices. His frustration spilled over. "You always say it's for little kids or it's for big kids," he yelled at me angrily. "You never say it's for my size." Tears well up, and I don't know who feels the worst, him or me, because he's so upset. He finally grabs a golf game I previously turned down because I thought hitting the ball into the alligator's mouth that whirled around and spilled it out again sounded silly. "It's like miniature golf," he argued. "We like miniature golf," so I agreed. But as we waited to check out, he got sadder and sadder and finally stalked back and put it on the shelf. Other shoppers were looking at him sympathetically, and I felt like the bad guy. Then he changed his mind again and sobbed, "Okay, we'll get this one." At home, we unboxed the game and set it up. To my surprise, it was fun, and we had a good time competing to see who hit the ball into the gator's mouth the most times. Jake won, of course.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.